Well, a very good morning to you. Give us a wave. Nice sunny day. Now, we know we're here for a bit of ice cream after the service. Excited, boys and girls, about the ice cream? Yeah, that'll be good. I've been reliably informed by the ice cream man that you can have sauce and toppings and all kinds of things. So don't listen, mums and dads, but you can go for it today. Ruin your lunch and fill yourself up with sugar. If you're visiting this morning, we do have a few visitors in, you're especially welcome. Good to have you with us. We're looking forward to our service with our children helping us to worship this morning. We are streaming on Facebook. I'll give them a wave. But because the children are just so involved this morning, we'll not be doing too much zooming in on faces and the like. That's to keep us all right and keep us all safe. You'll certainly see them a little bit in the wide shot that we have, and you'll definitely hear them sing and read and take part. So do stay with us. Like I say, after our service, if we can sort of hug the building over towards the far corner where our fire point is, our ice cream man will set up over there. Line up, keep your distances and all of that. That is free to you this morning. That is the gift of the church. So do enjoy an ice cream. You can have a small or a medium. Those are the rules. Flakes are extra. So if you're desperate for a flake, if you slip me 20p, we'll sort you out. But there'll be no bother. Just help yourselves and take some time today and enjoy one another. We know it's Father's Day, so if you're rushing off, if you're leaving, then just do take a bit of extra care because there will be a few of us, especially the kids, lingering in the car park this morning. Boys and girls, we're really excited to hear from you today. We've been hearing you sing through the big doors at the back, and we're just delighted that you're in the meeting house today, and we can hear that. So a big thank you to you, and certainly to Natalie and all of our helpers. Just before we hand over to them, I wanted to mention a couple of people who've had rather large wedding anniversaries recently. John and Pamela Blakely, who do so much for us. I see you, Pamela. John's up on the desk. Recently, 50 years married. We've made John cry. 50 years this year. And Frank Valley Robinson. So my pinkish complexion this morning is Frank's fault. Out on Frank's boat yesterday and caught the sun. You seem to be doing okay, Frank. 54 years this week. That's an achievement. And the best to last, Charlie and Jean Williamson come and they sit in the back no matter what we tell them to do. And Charlie and Jean tomorrow will be, wait for it, 72 years married. So well done to them. They must have got married when they were 12 or something. So big congratulations to all of you. We do love to hear of these success stories and celebrate with you. Okay, God says, through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold. God loves children. We love children. We're going to hand over to the boys and the girls and the Lighthouse team, and we're going to start our service with a bit of prayer.
Hi. I don't know what you're saying and stuff.
Good morning.
I don't want to say.
No, okay, that's fine. That's okay, Harry. What a great start. There we go. Say good morning and welcome.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to our children's
service.
Let's us pray. Dear God, thank you for food, drinks, and earth. Thank you for all that we have learnt about you in the Lighthouse this year. Thank you that we have been able to do come
back to church.
Back to church.
Okay, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I don't want to say it. No.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
Now we're going to have some praise as a congregation. Our God is a great big God. And if the children want to join in with the actions, if everybody else just stays seated, but if the children want to stand up and do the actions, they can. Do you want to help? Do you want to help? To read our passage for us today, we have Fraser. Juan Pedro should have been doing this with us today, but unfortunately he's not able to make it. So Fraser is going to read first, then Sharon is going to read instead of Juan Pedro, and then Abby is going to read last. And they're telling you the whole story that our talk is about today. All right, darling.
The reading today is taken from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 31. In the meantime, Saul kept up his violent threats of murder against the followers of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked for letters of the introduction to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he should find there are any followers of the way of the Lord, he would be able to arrest them, both men and women, and bring them back to Jerusalem. As Saul was coming near the city of Damascus, suddenly a light from the sky flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard the voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you persecute," the voice said. "But get up and go into the city, where you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with Saul had stopped, not saying a word. They heard the voice, but could not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground and opened his eyes, but could not see a thing. So they took him by the hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days he was not able to see, and during that time he did not eat or drink anything.
There was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. He had a vision in which the Lord said to him, "Ananias, here I am, Lord," he answered. The Lord said to him, "Get ready and go to Straight Street, and at the house of Judas ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and place his hands on him so that he might see again." Ananias answered, "Lord, many people have told me about this man and about all the terrible things he has done to your people in Jerusalem. And he has come to Damascus with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who worship him." The Lord said to him, "Go, because I have chosen him to serve me, to make my name known to the Gentiles and kings and to the people of Israel. And I myself will show him all that he must suffer for my sake." So Ananias went, entered the house where Saul was, and placed his hands on him. "Brother Saul," he said, "the Lord has sent me, Jesus himself, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here. He sent me so that you might see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." At once, something like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he was able to see again. He stood up and was baptized, and after he had eaten, his strength came back.
Saul stayed for a few days with the believers in Damascus. He went straight to the synagogue and began to preach that the Lord was the Son of God. All those who heard him were amazed and asked, "Isn't he the one in Jerusalem who is killing those who worship that man Jesus? And didn't he come here for the very purpose of arresting those people and taking them back to the chief priests?" But Saul's preaching became even more powerful, and his proofs that Jesus was the Messiah was so convincing that the Jews who lived in Damascus could not answer him. After many days had gone by, the Jews met together and planned to kill Saul, but he was told of their plan. Day and night they watched the city gates in order to kill him. But one night Saul's followers took him and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. Saul went to Jerusalem and tried to join the disciples, but they would not believe that he was a disciple. They were all afraid of him. Then Barnabas came to his help and took him to the apostles. He explained to them how Saul had seen the Lord on the road and that the Lord had spoken to him. He also told them how boldly Saul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. And so Saul stayed with them and went all over Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And it was that the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had a time of peace through the help of the Holy Spirit. It had strengthened and grown in number.
Thank you very much. By the time you get glasses and masks and everything sorted, it could be dark. So, hopefully there's going to be a PowerPoint put up all about encouragement. Oh, sorry, are we doing our song first? Have I forgotten about that? Is it the song first? Right. If the kids want to stand up and turn right and face the congregation so that they can see you singing your special song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak but he is strong.
I've got the right thing this time. Okay, over the last term, we have been trying to follow what everyone has been doing in church about encouragement. And each week, we have been trying to think of different ways we can encourage other people. So we had the big letters for encouragement down the side of our notice board, you know, the E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E. And we were trying to think of a sentence beginning with those letters each week to make a sort of an acrostic type poem thing, sort of thing you do in school. So what ideas did we come up with? Does anybody in the pews there have one beginning with E? Everyone is happy. So if you're encouraged, everyone is happy. Did you have one beginning with E, Harry? Because there's be another E at the end, you see. Okay. N, anybody have one beginning with N? No one is left out. We thought that would be a very good one, because especially if we're at school, we don't want anyone being left out. We want everybody to feel encouraged. What about C? Who has one beginning with C? Cheering people on, that's a good one. You know, cheering them on, encouraging them. Think of your favourite sports teams. O, anybody got any beginning with O? Nope. What, other people first? Yep, good idea. Anybody got one beginning with U? Fabulous. Understanding other people's feelings. Having empathy for them. R, is there one beginning with R? Reaching out to others. One beginning with A, there might be two or three for this one. Beginning with A. Any luck? No. No. Okie dokie, I think that's maybe at the front. Bill, is there one beside you there? I think I've left them sitting at the front. What does that one say? Ask for help. Ask and you will receive. G, anybody got one beginning with G? Yes, getting together and giving help, support and kindness. I like that one. And another E, is there another E anywhere? The other E we had was everyone is happy. So if we encourage everyone, everyone is happy. So we have all of those different letters. And we've been thinking about that every week. Every week we thought of a different letter and we discussed it in Lighthouse. Now, I'm going to show you, hopefully, if I can get this to work, a picture of our new dog. And we got this gorgeous new dog. And his name is Barney. And in the middle, the wee middle picture is the very day we got him. And he was only 9 weeks there. And the one over to that side of the church, that's him with a lace in his mouth on the floor in the lounge. And you can see his big paws. I think he's going to be very big, but he's just tiny at the minute. And this one closest to me, that's him at the moment. And we absolutely adore Barney. And Barney has encouraged us in lots of ways. First of all, he's encouraged us to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Every day, well, mostly Andrew, not so much me. He's encouraged us to get up really early because he's so glad to see us. He's sitting with, when you open the utility door, he's sitting with his wee toy in his mouth and the tail going, and he's really glad to see you. And he wants his breakfast. So he's encouraged us to do that. He's encouraged us to put our shoes away because just this week, poor Ellie was trying to get out for work at 7 o'clock and her good trainers, one of them was missing, and she found it in the hall with half a lace. So that was a big drama first thing in the morning. And he's encouraged us to put the tea towels up on the worktop instead of hanging them on the front of the cooker because I haven't a tea towel left. Now they're all in holes, but I've got lots of new dusters. And he's encouraged us in lots of ways. And I have a really good Christian friend called Patricia. And when I told her, she's a real dog lover, and when I told her his name was Barney, she says, "Oh, that's like Barnabas in the Bible, the great encourager." And I had never heard of this before. And I thought, oh, he's an encourager. And I thought, well, that would fit in really well with what we've been doing at Lighthouse. So Barney is our dog. The name is short for Barnabas, but Barnabas was in our story today about being a great encourager. So let's see what's on the next slide. So, Paul and Barnabas, at the beginning in the story, Paul is called Saul. God changes his name later to Paul. And Saul, who was Saul or Paul? He was actually a very bad man at the start. And he was persecuting all the people who followed Jesus. And he was basically going round the towns, rounding up anybody that loved Jesus and sending them off to be killed. So all the Christian people were really frightened of him. But he was on the road to Damascus. And all of a sudden, you heard in the story today, when Fraser and Abby and Sharon were reading, that there was this big blinding light. And Saul fell to his knees on the road to Damascus. And he heard God talking to him and telling him to stop what he was doing. And afterwards, he had gone blind and he couldn't see anything. And he had to be led into the town, into Damascus. And a man there looked after him called Ananias. He came to see him and put hands on him. And he was healed from his blindness. And Saul wanted to tell everybody about Jesus then. But what do you think the people thought about Saul? What do you think they would have trusted him? Do you think they would have trusted him? No, they were actually really, really frightened. And they didn't know whether to trust him or not. And he wanted to go on journeys to tell everybody about the Lord Jesus, but nobody would go with him. And in Abby's reading, she mentioned that Barnabas said he would go with him and he would encourage him and help him get started. And if Barnabas hadn't done that, that might have made a big, big difference. Okay? So we're going to have a wee look just here. Hopefully. Nope, one before that. So if you think of it this way, at the very beginning, the early church, it was still quite small. And the disciples had been going out to try and tell everybody about Jesus, but people like Saul had been stopping them from doing that. Now that Saul, who had changed his name to Paul, was working for God, it meant then that the church went through a time of peace, and he went off on his journeys all over the place. Barnabas went to help him. He encouraged him. And it meant then that we now have in our Bible all of these books in the New Testament: Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus and Philemon. They were all written by Paul. And if Barnabas hadn't encouraged him at the very beginning, that would be a very different story. A lot of our Bible would be missing, and maybe the early Christian church might have died out. So there are just really two things to think of today. First of all, it's never too late to change your life around. Saul had a very different experience. God wanted him to work for him. And it's never too late for us to change direction and follow Jesus. And to follow Jesus, all you have to do is accept him as your personal Savior and Lord. Say sorry for all the wrong things you've done and live for Jesus each day and include him in your life. Ask his advice when you need help or you have a problem. Thank him when things are going well. Just make Jesus the center of your life. And secondly, who can you encourage today? There might be somebody that you can think of at school or somebody in work, somebody sitting beside you in the pew. Is there somebody that maybe needs an encouraging word or an arm around their shoulder to tell them they're doing well? Or just somebody who needs a bit of help and support? Who can you encourage today? Because your encouragement could make a huge difference. So just to finish our talk today, I would like to say a wee prayer. So would everybody like to close their eyes? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are our encourager. Thank you that you walk with us. Thank you, Lord, that it's never too late to turn our lives around and follow you because you love us. Thank you, Lord, for the message of the story of Paul and Barnabas and help us to be more like Barnabas and great encouragers. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, one of those books that was up there, Thessalonians, is where we got our memory verse from. And we've been learning this all term, so hopefully they've remembered it. And Lucy's going to have a wee go. People have it all in their different pews. You've all got your wee sheets to hold up, and Lucy might ask you to hold those up. You're just going to stay in your pews and listen to what Lucy says, okay?
Okay, so as Natalie has said, we've been working really hard in Lighthouse this year to try learn this memory verse. So do the kids want to stand up and hold their sheets to face me really tight and really straight? Nice coloured sheets. Okay, so I think we need a bit of a refresh of the memory, but I think you should know it. So we're all going to say it, holding all the sheets up all together, okay? So 3, 2, 1, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. That was really good. Well done, boys and girls. Okay, so I think the congregation now has a bit of an idea of what we're saying. So does Acacia want to put your sheet down? Do you hide your sheet? And does Patsy, do you want to hide your sheet? Really good. Okay, so all the kids that still have sheets, hold yours up really high, really tight. And does the congregation want to join in this time? Really loud. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians, verse 11. Whoa, that was really good. Okay, this time the congregation aren't going to say it, just the kids. And we're going to put all the sheets down. Everyone put your sheets down. All disappear. Okay, and this is the time we have to show the congregation how good and how really good we are at saying this, okay? So everyone stand up. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Therefore, and build one another up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Can we give the boys and girls a really big round of applause?
Now it's time for another wee bit of praise. We want to see Jesus lifted high. Do you know any?
Jesus lifted high, I found in the place of cross this time. Not only my sin.
now we come to the bit where we think about our children who are here this morning, and we do our little presentations for this year at Lighthouse. And I would just love to say it has been lovely to see the children coming back into church and coming every week and learning their memory verses and thinking about encouragement. And it's been a real encouragement to the congregation to see you all back. So Lucy is going to deliver. We're not going to call everybody up. We're trying to keep everybody as safe as possible. So we have the books in family names. So we're going to pass the books out to each wee family, and Lucy's going to take them down because I'm an old woman with a bad back. And she's going to do that for me. So let's see. Now let's see who we've got first. So first of all, the Jackson family, Abby and Phoebe. And Abby is getting one of our new teenage Bibles. The children who were in Lighthouse in P7 last year, normally our P7s get a lovely teenage Bible to take with them in the madhouse, but because of lockdown this time last year, that didn't happen. So our P7s from last year are getting the Bibles that they should have got. Okay. So then the next wee family, the Reeds, Patsy and Fraser. And then we have the McCanns, Finn, Ferris, Sienna, and Acacia. And the McMillans, Harry and Bobby. Is Christopher here this morning, our big baby? Is Christopher here? Do you want to take that down to Nanny and Grandpa and they can give it to him later? They're just down, Peter and Gillian down there in the vestibule. Is Jocelyn here this morning? Don't think she's here. No? Okay. And we have Stella and Phoebe down there. Anybody still to go? That's Juan Pedro. Jocelyn. So I think that's everyone. I hope I haven't left anybody out. So hopefully you will enjoy those books and you'll be able to read more about the great stories in the Bible in those books and stories that will encourage you. The children have made something for everyone in the congregation too. So on the way out today, there will be maybe Phoebe, possibly Patsy, maybe with Lucy, we'll see in a wee moment, but Lucy or Phoebe or Patsy, with little baskets at the door on your way out. And they have made you sunflower seeds in little envelopes for you to grow over the summer and enjoy. And there's a little message on your envelope from the Children of Lighthouse. And they coloured in the sunflowers and all to put on them for you. So they made them in Lighthouse for you. So at the end today, on the way out, make sure you lift a wee envelope as a gift from the Children of Lighthouse to all of you. Now, the McCanns are going to come and do our closing prayer. We're really looking forward to this. Sorry, Lucy, that's the butcher's butcher.
We thank you for family and especially today for our children.
Dear Lord, we pray that you will nurture them and help them to grow to know you and love you as they grow in years.
We thank you for Natalie and all those who help with Lighthouse and Madhouse at Billy Gilbert.
We pray they will know your encouragement and that more children will be drawn to your house here in Ballygilbert.
We thank you for Father's Day and think of those who can't celebrate Father's Day with their Father here on earth. We pray they will be surrounded by the love of their Heavenly Father.
Please bless us all and be with us as we approach a new week. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Well, I think we want to thank the boys and girls for all their hard work and their effort this morning. And it's been lovely to be reminded in such a simple but powerful way that God really loves us and wants to encourage us. And you've done that for us today. So well done and thank you. Let's all stand together and we'll share the grace as we finish. So we say to each other, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Folks, thanks for coming. Do take a seat. We'll get you out there for the goodies just a second or two. We are excusing the church row by row, side by side. So the Bangor side will go first, I think, Alistair. We'll let you go row by row from the back. If you are staying for a bit of ice cream, then do just hug the building on the way out towards our fire point on the far corner, and keep our distances and do all that. Do stay and linger and enjoy one another, and thank you for coming.